Audra, what happened? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey there. So, funny message you sent us. Thank you for allowing us to chat with you about it. So, so explain it to us.
Okay, so a little while back, my mom thought she had broken her ankle.
Uh-huh.
And while we're in the ER waiting for the x-ray results, I commented on how smooth her legs were.
Oh.
And she looked embarrassed and admitted that despite being in so much pain, she shaved her legs before we came to the ER.
Oh. She yeah. prepared for the visit.
Yeah, uh-huh. And she painted her toenails.
Wait. So she's in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
Broke her ankle, but has the forethought to think, you know what, before I go to the hospital, I need to make sure that I look good.
Yeah. I mean, like, why would she even think about that? Like, why did she think anyone would care? I mean, who does that? I mean, when I was a kid and she didn't have a cleaning service account, she uh-huh. would, like, clean the house before we got there. So, you know, that's her personality. But.
Yep.
Does anybody Same. Else do this?
Me.
I know my mom used to do the same thing. She at one point had a cleaning service at her house, and she would go through the house and clean everything before the cleaning service came. And uh-huh. it's like defeats the purpose, right?
Well,
I think so, but I mean, my mom did it too. Maybe we should set up a play date.
That is funny. I've always heard of the thing where it's like, hey, make sure your underwear is clean in case you get in an accident. You want to yep. make sure that you've got clean underwear. Have you uh-huh. heard that?
Yes, I have. That would be my mom for sure.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Well, Audra, thank you for letting us chat with you. That is kind of interesting. Like, where is somewhere else where you would go where you'd want to look good and sexy and put together when it's not a normal place like the ER? That's funny. Your mom's a funny person. All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for the chat.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now, I wouldn't say she was trying to look sexy. She was just trying to, like, look presentable. And that's
how do
kind
you
of...
know she wasn't trying to look sexy? There could have been some doctors or ER docs in there where she's like, you know what?
Okay, maybe.
You know, maybe she's not with her husband anymore and you know.
More than anything, I think we just want to make sure that we're not making them go, oh, she needs to take care of that a little bit more. Like, that's kind of the level that I'm making sure that anytime I've had to go in because I'm sick or whatever, I comb my hair.
You try to make it look like you're not sick.
I have cute sweats on, not more like, you know, lounging around, no one's going to see me sweats, you know, and try to look a little presentable, right? Just a little, right? So like every day, even if we're not going anywhere, I'm still getting a little like presentable so that if something like that comes up and you end up having to take your kid to the ER or whatever the day may bring, you'll be ready to be able to go.
Has anyone made it worse by getting themselves ready instead of just dropping what you were doing and going and doing what you needed to do? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, like you took too much time.
Yeah, you took too much time and something else happened or condition worsened or you got more sick or whatever else happened. Because I would imagine there's plenty of people who work in the medical industry, you know, in ERs and hospitals and stuff that see this all the time.
Yes. Now, I will say this. There was one time where I did not do that. And it was just because I was so sick. So my husband and I, this is like a couple of weeks before we got married. He gets food poisoning, ends up like passed out on the floor of the bathroom in the ER. Like he was bad. And then exactly a week later, this was a Sunday night, exactly a week later, I'm the one that's in there puking up a storm. And I was in the shower when it hit me. And everything is exploding from everywhere it can't explode from. Like I'm in a bad way. So I just got clothes on and put a bucket in the car, all the things, and got it to the exact same ER, same staff. We're all like, hey, we're back.
Right.
Same couple. And that was our initiation to for better or for worse.
There you go.
A couple of weeks before the wedding.
Ashley texted in and said, my stepdad was having a possible heart attack.
Oh, gosh.
My mom had to do her hair and makeup before she took him to the ER. He was fine, but he never let her forget about that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, listen, I understand.
Hang on, honey.
I understand that your arm's just going numb and you're...
Sit down. Give me 15 minutes.
Give me just 15. I just got to do my hair and put makeup on real quick.
Oh, my gosh.
Because if you do happen to die, I just want to make sure that there are some attractive-looking doctors there in the ER that can help.
Stop. That's not what she was doing. That's so awful.
Oh, that's funny.